A suspected killer in court. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Prosecutors have charged a Northern California man with shooting and killing three men who police say are among the victims of a serial killer. 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee had his initial court appearance.
We believe we have sufficient evidence to pursue these charges and prove them beyond a reasonable doubt. We are also confident that additional charges will be added.
San Joaquin County District Attorney Tory Salazar. Brownlee was arrested Saturday as he drove through Stockton armed with a handgun. Police say he was hunting for his next victim. A jury in Virginia has acquitted a source of the so-called Steele dossier used in the run-up to the Russia investigation, who was accused of lying to the FBI. A federal jury acquitted Igor Danchenko on all counts related to his role in the creation of the dossier about former President Trump. The case was the latest brought by Special Counsel John Durham, who is investigating the origins of the FBI's probe of allegations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. With 3 weeks until Election Day, President Biden says he's making abortion protections a priority.
If Democrats keep control of the House and expand their numbers in the Senate, President Biden says the first piece of legislation he'll send the new Congress will be to codify Roe v. Wade.
Together we'll restore the right to choose for every woman in every state in America, so vote. You got to get out the vote. We can do this if we vote.
President made the promise at a DNC event in Washington, D.C. House Democrats have passed legislation expanding abortion protections nationwide. Those have failed in the 50-50 divided Senate.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. North Korea claims it's fired artillery shells to send a warning against South Korea's military drills. That's according to official state media. And it's calling on its enemies to immediately stop causing military tensions. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Both the prosecution and the defense score wins in Harvey Weinstein's trial in Los Angeles.
After a judge said she would allow his defense the opportunity to question Jennifer Siebel Newsom, the wife of California Governor Gavin Newsom, about an email she sent Weinstein 2 years after she was allegedly raped by the producer. Judge Lisa Lynch ruled that the defense could ask about an email Siebel Newsom sent seeking advice from Weinstein, but could not say it was about revelations of an affair that Gavin Newsom had. Siebel Newsom is one of five women who have accused Weinstein of rape and sexual assault. Meanwhile, the prosecution was allowed to enter into court a tape recording of Weinstein apologizing for his behavior towards a woman who alleged assault. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
New state test results show Kentucky students lagging behind.
The scores show fewer than half of Kentucky kids reading at their grade level, with worse results in math, science, and social studies. Kids in grades 3 through 8, as well as grades 10 and 11, were assessed. State Education Commissioner Jason Glass says the decline is consistent with other states.
There is no quick fix to the challenges that our students endured during the pandemic.
Another factor is that the tests themselves have changed. The state has $2 billion in American Rescue Plan funding to use for improvement. Educators also ask parents to share where they notice their children need learning help. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
For the first time, two documentaries are sharing the Library of Congress Film Prize, which is in its fourth year. Bella, about late New York Congresswoman and women's rights leader Bella Abzug, and Philly on Fire, which tells the story of the 1985 bombing of the headquarters of the activist group MOVE. Filmmaker Ken Burns calls both films spectacular, and the makers will each receive the full $200,000 grant. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.